Hi there, everybody. Hey, happy Thursday. Hope you're doing well. While we're waiting on folks to join, Cooped Up is my website. Visit at any time. I'm Cooped Up is my handle on most social channels. Would love a follow on Instagram in particular. And wherever you are watching or listening to this, please click that notification bell so that you find out when I post new content, go live, all of that fun stuff. Anyway, hope you are doing well. Like I said, the week is almost over. Yay. Hey, Mama. Good to see ya. Good to see ya. So what's been going on? I have had a day where so it started kind of slow. Like, I didn't have a lot going on this morning. I was kind of piddling around. And then all of a sudden, like, everything needed to be handled at once. So since about lunchtime, I actually skip lunch and just throw a bunch of Pringles in my mouth a few moments ago to satiate my stomach so I wouldn't growl here. But just from one thing to another, to another, to another, to another. So, and now I'm here. You're my last things of the day. So what a great way to end the day. So one of the things that, Facebook has been in the news a lot this week. First, because there's been the bombshell, Wall Street Journal, and then 60 Minutes have been doing like this expose about the algorithms and how they're manipulated, and it is dividing America and making people see things that get engagement but aren't necessarily healthy for them, all that kind of stuff, right? So there's been that, and then there was the big outage on Monday as well. And it's gotten me thinking about social media, like the role of it in our lives. Obviously, I love it. I come to you every day here on Facebook, and I love Facebook. I think it's a great product if it is used right, used well, but there's a lot of power for it to be like bad. And so I have been Marie Kondoing my social media this week. And I've been doing this for a while, but I've been paying particular attention to it this week. And I'm trying to make Facebook fun again. One of the things is I think that, the algorithms can manipulate us, but we can also, with a little bit of maintenance, a little bit of intention is such an important word with everything, we can curate our experiences on all of the social platforms to meet what we want, not what they want for us. So Aaron, you made the cut. Yeah, I know. Yes, you did. So there's a couple of things that I've been doing I wanted to talk to you all about. So about making it fun again. So I have a general rule on Facebook. I don't unfriend people very much, but I unfollow people a lot. I will snooze them and then I will unfollow them. One of the things that if I have a visceral reaction to on a regular basis to a certain person's content. So if I see someone posting, and occasionally all of us have things, ups and downs, trials of life, all that kind of stuff. But if I see someone post something and I'm like, not again, or haven't we heard this? Or yeah, okay. Or just an eye roll. Like if it elicits a visceral response from me like that, you get unfollowed. It's no holds barred, unfollowed. Like I just don't. And you know what? I unfollow probably more people who I agree with than I disagree with. So it's not about creating echo chambers and all of that stuff. Honestly, I want to create a feed where there's nothing worth echoing, where it is just funny things, informative things, baby, kids, babies, dogs, just their lives. I love watching people's life successes, their kids grow up. I don't want to only see your kids. That's another. I unfollow people if they only post about their kids too, because I'm your friend, not your children's friend. But I just think that some people, like the rules of the road, like they don't maintain it. Like and I think a lot of people mistakenly think that you have to be friends with someone on Facebook and you have to follow them on Facebook just because you are friends with them and keep up with them in real life. And I think that there is nothing further from the truth than that. I'm a little lectury today. I think that there are a lot of people that I like a lot, but there are also a lot of people who I like a lot, but I dislike the way they act on this platform. And in order to preserve the real relationship, I don't follow them. And I don't know if y'all know that you can do this, but if you're friends with someone on Facebook and you don't want to see them, you can just go to their profile. Or even if they've put a post up, if it's a post, you go to little three dots at the top, if it's in their profile, And you can just say, unfollow this person. It doesn't unfriend them. You're still friends with them. They still see your stuff unless they have unfollowed you. You just do not see their stuff. I have so many people I have done that to. And again, it's just, I'm just like, oh my God. And again, it's a lot of people where, like during the Trump administration, I was like, okay, we get it. You don't like him. I didn't like him either, but I didn't go on and on and on about it every fucking day, right? So that is an example. This COVID stuff, I don't mean to minimize it. You know, I have not minimized that at all. But at this point, I am so sick of hearing about masks and vaccines. And I'm going to talk a little bit about those, but in a different way. I am of the opinion at this point, and Todd and I were talking about this on our morning walk today, if someone is not wearing a mask and has not gotten the vaccine, we're not changing their minds. They have got all of the information that they need to make their decision, which they have made, signed, sealed, delivered, sent off to be notarized, and they are just not going to do it. And they've dug in. And so I think at this point, we know who they are. We can see them. We could choose to stay away from them. We can do all that kind of stuff. But I am just so tired of hearing about it. And I'm not talking about like the stats and stuff. Like there's a couple of stats that are interesting. Todd told me on our walk this morning that yesterday, I believe it was, or maybe earlier this week, the United States of America gave more third shots, the boosters, than it gave first shots. That tells you something. That a lot of people, I mean, there's still a lot of people getting their first shots because their jobs, they're going to get fired if they don't, which whatever works. But that also shows you that like the people who were like really on the ball about it are getting their third shots, right? So anyway, and what else? There's something else where I'm just like, oh, just like ranting about, like if I see another post, American Airlines is late again with two A's in it. If you live in an American Airlines city like Dallas is, that's like the worst complaint. They are late a lot. All the airlines are late a lot. But people love to say late with two A's in it. Like, we get it. I don't care. I don't need to see that unless it's going to help me. So my rule on posting stuff on Facebook, generally, I probably violate this occasionally, is it funny? I always try to entertain. That's the main thing. Is it funny? Did it make someone think like, oh, I didn't think of it that way? Is it informative in a way that isn't repetitive? Like so many people lazily will share the exact same thing that they saw already, and they're going to see 1,000 times more. I know it's hot outside. I have a thermometer. I know it's raining outside. I have a window. I know whatever, you know. So, and I lost my train of thought on that. Anyway, is it informative? Is it educational? Like in a way that's not repetitive? Is it inspiring in some way? Yeah. And you know, I mean, and does it share part of your life with me? And I don't mean in a way like you're stuck at the airport or whatever. Like I love seeing vacation photos. I love seeing all these things. You don't even need to humble brag. Just say, I'm a badass and I'm on this great trip. I'm a badass and I got a promotion at work. I'm a badass. Yes. I'm there for that. And what else was I going to say about that? And then I'll get off of that topic. Sandy is saying, I cleaned house about 6 months ago and friended an ex-coworker who I didn't even really like when we worked together. Recently got busted when a mutual coworker passed away. Meh. Uh-oh. Oh, shucks. My mom says, I have no problem unfriending people. I'm at 67. Yeah. So I have a lot of friends on Facebook, but a lot of them I don't follow. And sometimes even when I accept a friend request, if it's someone that I'm not in love with, I will just accept it, just to get them off my back and do that. By the way, little pro tip, if someone tries to send you a friend request and you don't want to accept it, just let it hang out. Here's why. They can never try to add you as a friend again if there's a pending friend request. And it won't even show you as a recommended friend to them anymore if it is a pending friend request. That way it's like out of sight, out of mind, unless they're keeping tabs on it, which I doubt they are. So let's just make it fun again. I've also unfollowed as many politicians as I can think of. Hey, you want to see Claire's hedgehog? She's bringing it in. And news sites. I don't want to get my news from Facebook. Here is Claire's here. Look at her hedgehog. Look at that. Look at her little hedgehog. This is Henry. They have terrible eyesight. They have terrible eyesight, but they have good sense, sense of smell. And isn't that the cutest thing? Look at that. And they have spikes. I did not. Did y'all know hedgehogs have actual spikes? Here, show. Get closer to the camera a little bit. You don't have to put it all the way up. But those are actual like spikes. Look at that. Mom says, "Hi, Claire. Hi, Henry." And Hannah loves Henry. You want to babysit? You can be our pet sitter. The little belly part is the cutest to me. That is so cute when you hold him upside down. His little face is so cute too. They say he bites, but he hasn't bitten me. Of course, he'll bite me on air. Okay, well that's good. I like that shirt. Is that one of the ones that we bought this weekend or 2 weekends
Mason's.
ago? Oh, it's Mason's that we bought a couple of weeks ago. Okay. Lisa's like, "Oh my God, I want a hedgehog. If you need to..." We had two. We got rid of one on Friday. Claire's best friend has it. Well, I'll keep you posted if that lasts. it's cute. It's not, it's growing on me. When we first got him, so my niece had them. She's in college. Didn't really want to take care of them anymore that much. And so we inherited them. And I don't know if my sister's on. I know she got banned for saying like I was a dirty gay or something like that. And by dirty gay, she was saying that literally I'm dirty because we had our house cleaned and it took 22 hours for them to clean our house. But the it was my sister's daughter's hedgehogs. We had two of them. We picked them up a couple weeks ago and I was like, "Eh, this is kind of a boring pet. I can't do anything with it." They actually don't, they only like one person. They're not very social. And like if I walk in there, they go into a ball. I'm surprised it wasn't trying to do that here. Yeah, they only like Claire. Anyway, we used to have pet rats. Good with it. Yeah, I had a pet rat once. It bit me on the nose as a kid. Anyway, but like I was saying, back to the Facebook thing, just real quick, and then I'll end that topic. You can curate your experience, get the news out of it, get politics out of it. Just get all that stuff out. If you see someone commenting, I don't understand why friends comment on like New York Times articles. Like, what you gonna do? Who's minding you? It's only wackadoos who comment on stuff like that. So, but if you see them commenting and it shows it to you, you can go up to the three dots at the top and say, "Don't show me stuff like this anymore." And just keep doing that. And eventually they use machine learning and it eventually figures it out. So make Facebook fun again. Same with Instagram. I've gone through people who either bore me that I followed, but I don't know why, I unfollow them. And it's hard on Instagram to know if someone's if has followed you or not. So how the hell did you do that to that rat? Or what the hell, I guess. I don't know. I opened the cage, it jumped up and slit me with its teeth. So preach on Facebook and Instagram, Sandy is saying. And I'm not on Twitter. I think Twitter is so toxic. Everyone's just yelling at each other. There's no conversation. I mean, even though technically there's a conversation, one of the things that I love on Facebook, by the way, because I do love Facebook, is that you can see, and as evidenced by this community that we've built here, you can see the comments that other people have made and interact with people who may not be your friends. And in most cases, it's friendly. If it's not friendly, that's the other thing, is if you are a rude ass bitch, blocked. That'll get you blocked for sure. Like not just unfriended, actually blocked. So early, okay, that's enough on that topic. Earlier today, I did something that I would not have anticipated doing. Now, I told y'all that I have started using retinol on my face. And one of the things is you have to wear sunscreen. And I'm terrible. I don't like moisturizer with sunscreen built into it. I always end up getting it in my eyes. So I have to use No Tears baby sunscreen. So I got some new one today. I hurt my finger. I jammed my finger opening the bottle. I was like, Todd was there. I was grabbing it and I was like, "Ow!" And he's like, "How in the hell did you hurt yourself on a bottle of baby sunscreen?" It's the Neutrogena, like pure and gentle or something. Yep. This finger, this joint is like killing me at the moment. It is also one of my bum joints, but yeah, hurt myself on some sunscreen. Also, I want to, do they make a sunscreen that doesn't leave a haze? I mean, I had to like rub it. I need one that without a haze, but also is no tears. Because I get it in my eyes so much, always. My mom loves Facebook. I do too, mom. And no Twitter for Sandy. It's so vacuous, a word I've always wanted to say. I don't even know if I said that correctly. Yeah, I, like I said, on social media, even people I agree with, I just get sick of hearing the same thing over and over and over again. I will unfollow you if you are literally just like, blah, 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 just the same thing over and over and over again. Anyway, one thing I was looking at, and a lot of my topics actually come from Facebook, so it's inspiring me on a lot of things. Monica and I booked our flights to Disney World. We're going in February, January 30th through February 4th, something like that. And booked the tickets. Was it this morning, Monica, or was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday, actually. Booked the tickets. So we are set to go. And so I have an American Express card. And if you have an American Express card, you can go to AmexTravel.com. And they have fares that are cheaper than other places. So I was normally going straight to the airlines is like where the cheap fares are, right? Because I actually don't even use Expedia or anything like that. I use it for hotels, but not for flights. I was on American Airlines, and it was like $261 round trip, which I thought that's a decent price, and it's probably not going to get that much lower. So we decided to pull the trigger on that. Well, I went to Amex Travel and got literally the exact same flights, identical flights on American Airlines for $235, so like $25. Cheaper, is that math right? I think so. So if we save $50 between the two of us. That'll buy some souvenirs at Disney World. A souvenir at Disney World. so we got that booked and it is set and we are good to go. Yay. I hope it's not busy, but it shouldn't be busy. January 30th through February. We picked that week because it was like one of the least busy on the... You can research, like there are these calendars that show you like crowd levels at different amusement parks. And it was like one of the lowest, I believe. I wish Monica were on or could talk to us because she's actually the one that did that research. Speaking of airlines, so Southwest Airlines is about to celebrate its 50th anniversary. And there was someone that was suggesting that they bring back the hot pants. And people were like, hey, do you think that we should bring back the hot pants? And the answers were in two camps, yes or no. The yes people were like the nostalgic ones, like, yeah, that's so fun. It's so nostalgic. I'm not in that camp. You know, nostalgia doesn't do anything for me. And I don't have many traditions and all that kind of stuff. The no camp was like, no, they're sexist, all that, which I agree with that. Also, haven't flight attendants for years been trying to, I just can't imagine that the unions would accept that. Because haven't flight attendants for years been trying to convince us that they're there for safety before comfort? They're there for safety before service? They're safety officers on the flight. That is their number one thing, right? That's what they've been trying to convince us for years. So sure, let's put them in some hot pants. Also, I don't think all flight attendants need to wear hot pants. And if the women are going to wear them, I say you got to make the men wear them too. Forever Hooters, there's a Tallywhackers, which went out of business. Yeah. Sandy has said, first trip since COVID going to Vermont next weekend. First time there. Can't wait for sweater weather. I've never been. It's a good place to go, though. I think their COVID numbers are really low. I'm surprised they're letting you in from Texas. And Hannah's asking, are we going to get a live from Disney World? Cooped up edition. Most certainly, yes. And my mama was a foxy lady. She wore hot pants at Ball High School in Galveston. That's funny. I learned today that, speaking of high school, well, not the same high school, I learned today that a very sweet old man named Bill Prather passed away last night in his sleep. So nice. If you were in the gay community or ancillary to that, you know who this man is. He's not that old. He's probably in his 70s. Just had some health things happen. But he and I, the reason I say speaking of high school, he and I actually both went to the same high school. We both went to Donna High School, not at the same time. When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's sad. But, you know, he was beloved. Isn't that all we ever want? I got a quill to a hedgehog on my desk. Isn't that all we ever want is just to be beloved? I think so. So that he has been very successful in life at that. Okay, before things start. Sandy's saying, my friend has a B&B there, flying into Boston and driving into Vermont. That should be fun. That part of the country is so beautiful, so beautiful. And how nice not to be like blazing hot, because it's going to be in the 90s again here this weekend, folks. And I'm wearing my big old dress-up outfit on Saturday. And I don't think it's going to be very comfortable in this heat, but you know, beauty before comfort. I have to take a photo for y'all. It's very Moira Rose meets B. Arthur. How's that for an outfit? And maybe a little like Paul Lind in the mix. Charles Nelson Reilly too. What else was I going to talk about today, y'all? Oh, so I don't know why I'm bringing this up. Just something I thought of. So I was, RuPaul, you know, I love RuPaul. Love RuPaul. RuPaul has like a new song out today or something. And I saw some chatter like, oh, we hate RuPaul. RuPaul's the worst. RuPaul is terrible. Like so insincere, all that kind of stuff. And I started looking into it. And there's this one incident that a lot of people quote or a lot of people talk about. There was this drag queen named Milk, who was on RuPaul's Drag Race, like season 10, season 8, somewhere a later season, but not one of the most recent seasons. And RuPaul supposedly was talking with, they were in filming, and Milk started telling RuPaul something, and RuPaul said, save it for the camera. If it's not on camera, it's not worth it or whatever. Because they're producing the show, right? Save it for the camera. Say it when we get back on camera. And Milk got deeply offended by this and thought, oh, how unrealistic, how mean, how vain, how all of these things. You know what, though? I take RuPaul's side on this. So also, Mama Oprah right here, she says the same thing. Did you know that Oprah does not talk to her guests before the show? She might walk in for 2 seconds and hug them or whatever and then walk out, but Oprah does not want to have any sort of conversation with the guests beforehand, because she wants, when they are taping the show, or when they were taping the show, and I guess still, she has a couple of her special shows, wants all of the reactions, the conversation, everything to be authentic. She wants it to be the first time she's heard it. She wants to have, make sure her reaction is not like, even though she's actually heard it before, all of that sort of thing. And I think that that's awesome. I love that. I love that level of authenticity. And I don't know, I assume RuPaul's is kind of the same vein. But you know what? You can ask Carrie. I say the same thing to her on Wednesdays. So she and I get online with each other about 5 to 10 minutes before we come live on Wednesday. And we will talk about like high level topics that we want, that we want to talk about, that we want to hit on. Because we don't want to totally wing it. Y'all like these shows. You may not like them completely rehearsed, but a little structure helps, right? A little note card helps. So she'll start telling me something, and she goes into her way of saying things. We all have our way of saying things. I'm like, stop, save it for the show. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Just tell me that your microwave broke country. Just tell me that your microwave broke now, and we'll talk about that. Don't tell me that the microwave shit the bed. Because I want to laugh at that joke, and I want it to be a real laugh at that joke. I don't want it to be a fake laugh. So I tell Carrie that I'm like, save it for the show. Save it for the show. And she gets it. She loves it. So my mom agrees with Oprah. How do y'all feel about that? Do y'all agree with that sentiment? And if you don't, you're stupid. That was such a loaded question. Enough about me. What do you think about me? I had one last thing. Hang on. That laugh made my throat hurt. If you are in the Dallas market, we have a weatherman named Pete Delkus. I've talked about Pete Delkus before. He is one of those like over the top, over like rolls his, if he rolls his sleeves up, you know that all hell's about to, takes the jacket off, you know it's going to be bad. If he rolls his sleeves up, you know you need to take cover. Hell is about to break loose, right? And so he's kind of getting up there in age, and there's been a couple of, like, Dale Hansen, his kind of counterpart, recently retired, all that. So Pete Delkus has been teasing on social media the last couple of days, just tying up a few loose ends. I have a really big personal announcement. I have a big personal announcement coming up. I just need to make sure that it is it's right timing, all that kind of stuff, right? And everyone's like, oh, what is Pete going to do? Is Pete leaving? Is Pete leaving? So I don't usually watch the evening news. I'm usually in bed by like 9:30, 10. But I took my iPad to bed and I watched it on my iPad to see what the announcement was. I wanted to see if, and he comes on and he's kind of stuttering and like, and his eyes were watering and all that kind of stuff. And everyone's like, holy shit, is this happening? Carrie and I are texting with each other while it's going on. Is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? Is this? And, and both of us like, this better not be something stupid. This better not be a fucking stunt. Guess what? He got a dog. And yes, his last dog died recently. And I guess he had talked about it on the air or something. But all of this was about getting a new dog. I was like, done. Off. Turn it off. Stick to your weather show, man. Annie, I know. And some of y'all are like, oh, yay. Yeah, and Sandy was like me. I never watched the live news, but totally bought into his tease and watched the news live last night. Me too. But I'm like, I felt stupid afterwards. I was like, no. So Lisa is asking, love you, but any off the table topics for you? Not really. There's not really anything. No, I can't think. I'm not a particularly private person. I have a very good way of turning uncomfortable things into funny things, into things that I have an opinion on pretty much everything, as y'all know. Some things I share, some things I don't, just because I don't need to share all of my opinions. That's another thing, is on social media, you do not have to have an opinion on everything. And as I get older, I am learning that it is actually better if you are not fully informed, don't have an opinion on it. Don't rely on the knee-jerk reaction. So is there something you wanted to talk to me about, Lisa? Is there some potentially off-the-table topic you wanted me to address? Michelle Condre, who I haven't seen on today, always asked the burning questions. What was one of them? Because I used to do these Ask Me Anything episodes, which I should do another one of those. But one of them, I think Michelle was the first one out of the gate. Do you shave your genitals? I think that was the very first thing she asked. And you had to watch that one to get the answer. And Sandy's glad that Pete Delkus was not retiring, trying to get my top fan status back, a thing I never knew about until I started watching your show. Yeah, isn't that funny? One of the things that they were talking about with Facebook, like revisiting, like how it works and stuff, is going back to the chronological timeline. I am not in favor of that. I do not think that, by the way, there's always a way that you can look at it. You just go in and look at the most recent posts. But here's the thing. If you go look at the most recent posts, it's a bunch of garbage because it's all of the, if you follow Hefty Bags and the Golden Girls and, Garage Door Company and the mechanic down the road and all these things, you see all of those too in there, and half the time those overtake things. So I actually like that the algorithm is showing me stuff that I might be interested in. I'm just eliminating the stuff actively that I do not want to be interested in. So anyway, all righty, let me make sure I did not miss anything in the comments. Sandy, did you get your top fan? I use a software to do this so I can show you all the little quotes and stuff. So I actually can't see the top fan stuff and all of the Facebook. I can't even see actually if you respond to each other. I see all of the comments, but not necessarily tied to an original comment. I sometimes have to look through it later and see if those make sense. So, all righty. Well, that's all I got today. With that, I'm going to say bye. I love you. It's important to know you were loved, and I love that you watched this. Thank you. This is my daily therapy. I say that every day. And with that, don't shoot yourself to death. Take care of yourself. By the way, thank you, whoever complimented my scarf. This is one of my new Sam Moon purchases. A little fun. Isn't that fun? All righty. Well, I will see you tomorrow. Last day of the week, Friday. for another episode of Cooped Up Live. Should I say bye?